Smith and Noble, Bobby verified curtly, reading the return address. Curtains, I said. Custom-made fabric shades, to be exact. It's okay, honestly. I get a package a day, right, Ben? This time I stepped forward, positioning myself between Bobby and my delivery man. It's okay, I repeated. There was an incident in the building. The police are checking things out. Bella? Ben asked. In the 4 years I've known him, I figured out that Ben doesn't really care for people. He's sort of an anti-delivery man, not so much into his customers as into his customers' dogs. She's okay. As if on cue, Bella finally heard my voice and from the back of Bobby's car started to bark. Far from reassuring Ben, he followed the noise to an unmarked police car and grew wide-eyed all over again. But she's a good dog, he exploded. And now I almost did laugh, except again, it just wasn't going to be a happy sort of sound. We needed her out of the apartment, I tried to explain. Bella's fine. You can go over to her. She'd love to see you. Ben didn't seem to know what to do. Bobby was still holding the box of fabric, scowling. Dee Dee appeared just plain disgusted with life. Executive decision time. I grabbed Ben's wrist by the cuff of his brown uniform and led him to Bobby's car. Bella had her head half through the cracked open window, barking joyfully. That seemed to do the trick. Ben dug in his pockets for cookies, and we all resumed life as we knew it. Bella milked him for 4 dog bones. By the time we returned to the front of my building, the moment had lost its Miami Vice intensity, and we all tried again. Bobby had some questions for Ben. What was his route? How often was he in the neighborhood? What times of day? Ever notice anyone lurking around the building? Ben, it turned out, was a 20-year UPS veteran. Knew the streets of Boston like the back of his hand. In particular, liked to cut down my street about 6 times a day to avoid the congestion on Atlantic Avenue. Hadn't noticed anyone, but then he really hadn't looked. Why would he? A UPS man's life wasn't easy, I learned. Lots of boxes, complex delivery schedules, intricate routes mapped for maximum efficiency, only to be blown to hell by last-minute arrivals of priority packages. Stress, 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 and then there was Christmas. But apparently the gig offered a great retirement package. The thought of someone lurking outside my unit, perhaps stalking Bella and me, had Ben troubled. He would keep a lookout, he promised Bobby. Could probably even work a way to pass through the street a few more times a day. Yeah, he could do that. Ben wasn't a spring chicken. I pegged his age in the 50s, and he had the oversized bottle-thick glasses and a graying mustache to go with it. His job kept him active, though. He had a fit, rangy build just starting to go soft in the middle. Bobby 20 years from now. Beneath the rim of his brown, UPS-issued baseball cap was the face of a former boxer, the crooked nose that had taken one too many punches, a hairline scar running down the left side of his chin from a rebuilt jaw, which twisted his lower face slightly to the left. Now Ben squared his shoulders, puffed out his chest. Very solemnly, he shook Bobby's hand. So I had the entire Boston PD, plus one UPS man, standing guard. I ought to sleep like a baby at night. Ben departed. Bobby carried my box back into the building. I followed behind and decided that I was just plain depressed.